Hey.
Well, I'm sitting here sulking, and you know why.
Why?
Well, first let me welcome our guests, and then I'll deal with you.
What guests?
Our guests that are out there in the listening audience.
Oh.
And here in the studio.
I thought there was people here that I didn't know about.
Well, I'm hiding things from you now because you deserve it. Anyway, welcome, people. Welcome to another Wednesday at 1 o'clock, Bridal Body Shop Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Yep. Happy to have you with us. For those just joining us, we hope to make this an interesting hour for you. We hope we fill your head with lots of fitness, fun information to use only for good. And hopefully you stay a while as we come up on our second year on the air, at least, I believe. It's,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I always say I'm going to look it up, but I'm pretty sure it was. we had a big press release to go along with that. So I think the press release actually went out the day before.
Was it this month we started it?
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to look up the records, but I'm pretty sure it was April 28th. Something about that number is just staying with me, April 28th. And the press release, I think, went out the day before, because I think the first show was either on a Tuesday or something like that. I know the press release went out before. But it's been 2 years, and we've had a lot of loyal listeners, and we're happy to say that we gain more and more every week. So
thank you.
Stay with us. Thank you, and enjoy. And prop intros so you know who the cast of characters are.
Go ahead.
Lori Towers is me. And you know, I never get anything. See, that really stinks. Okay. Lori Towers is me. I'm waiting.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying who my co-host is. I want at least give me a golf clap. A drum roll, okay. Yeah.
Who is that? It's Lori Towers is you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Elite Ziegelman is she.
That's me.
Bridal Body Shop is we.
Yeah.
Now, before you applaud, before anybody applaud, I'm always thinking, is that grammatically correct that I say is we, or is it are we? Bridal Body Shop is we. Should it be are we? Are we doesn't sound...
I think it is are we, no?
Bridal Body Shop are we.
But is we doesn't sound right either.
Lori Towers is me, Elite Ziegelman is she. But see, you have to understand, go along with me, honey. We're going along with the
oh, okay,
but if
you're talking about correct grammar.
But Bridal Body Shop doesn't, are we doesn't sound right.
No.
If anybody knows out there, just email us, bridalbodyshop@aol.com, and we'll fix it up. No, we won't. We really won't because it doesn't sound as good. Okay, I lied. We're really not going to do anything about it. We'll just suffer in silence, and all the English teachers that are listening just have a drink when any time I say that.
Mm-hmm.
I won't make too many other mistakes during the program. But what I was annoyed at is I have been loving, as have many people, our opening theme song.
It was just one of my opinions. That's all it is.
Yes. My lovely co-host decides that we have to change it. We should change it. When are we going to change it? Now, meanwhile, I love it because it's kind of it's a little funky, it's a little gritty. I happen to like Nick Lowe, but I think it suits us, and it's a great opening song.
Do I not get a say?
You get a say.
Okay, so that was my say.
And that's it. It's over.
That's it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to change it. That's and I even said, well, you know, do we have anything, do you have anything in mind that you'd like to put in there instead? It has to make sense.
No.
Nothing. Just what she had to say. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to ask you, now that my annoyed phase is over, how are you, Elite?
I'm great.
Anything
she got
new?
A little cold.
Yeah,
but
we don't
otherwise
have
I'm good.
A 7-second delay button for your sneezing and your coughing.
Well, I won't make it everybody sick out there. I won't sneeze into the audience.
Everybody's covering their faces.
Yeah,
like
I hope so.
Masks. Well, interesting show we have today.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
There's this new. I don't want to say it's a buzz term.
I think it's just another word for you know, of all the stuff that I'm eating disorders that's been happening all these years.
No, I know, but there's something else that's happening with this. This term is taking the term is body shame, and it's if you Google that on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
okay, which you wouldn't expect to Google, but Google it on YouTube, and you will see the amount of videos that have been established for this. It's just, this is like, and it's funny because you had a post the other day that you said,
mm-hmm.
you didn't use that terminology. And before that, I was, I forgot what I was looking at. I was looking at a fitness website or something, and that term came up. And it's something that's coming up and coming up and coming up and coming up. And today what we're going to be talking about is body shame, certainly. We'll get into the mechanics and the structure of what justifies that terminology. But how many people have body image problems? And it's we have a survey in front of us, and it's just like amazing how many people have issues with their body that I would say maybe a handful of the population is actually satisfied with how they look.
Well, everybody has a certain body part that you're not happy with. That goes along with anything with body shaming, because you're just ashamed of that part, no?
Yeah, but I mean, when you looked over the survey,
mm-hmm.
it's just, it's mind-boggling. And, you know, again, as usually it is, it's women that take up the majority of the people that are have these compromised issues and feelings of their body. And actually the website, we should give them a shout out, is inspirewomensfitness.com, and this is actually very fairly new. They have their own body confidence survey results.
Well, I like them on Facebook because they're very, very informative too.
Yeah. But it's really fun. It's sad because, you know, everybody goes through that ugly phase when you're a teenager. I mean, I think that's just, you know, there's really nothing you can do to intercept that. You know, if you're a parent or, you know, a friend or, you know, even the teenager going through it, you just, it's really hard because it's chemical into play. Your hormones are going crazy. And, you know, you have all these different pressures around you. And, you know, you don't look the way you want to look, and your body is changing constantly. And it's just, you're in this state of limbo in liking yourself. So there's not a oneness with your body at that age. The sad part is it never really evolves. It seems like we just keep that percentage of dislike for our body with us the rest of our lives, and how do we get rid of it?
Well, it's gonna get worse, only because this is one of the questions too in the survey is, do you think today's media is affecting your body image in a negative way? I mean, what does the media do? They show you the perfect woman or the perfect man, you know, no flaws about them, even in pictures.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, everything's Photoshop.
Everything is Photoshop. But, you know, when you're talking about somebody that really doesn't know much about Photoshop, they think that is the norm.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
But now, did media ever not play a big role in it? Because, I mean, think about this. Now, you know how much I love all those old movies.
I think when we were younger, it was mostly magazines and stuff like that.
But when you look at, you look like at a woman like Lana Turner, or you look at a woman like any of those classically beautiful women,
right,
with the cinched waist, that you know there is no way their waists were quite that small.
No.
So whether it's heroin chic that we tend to lean toward liking now, that emaciated look, but every time we put on the TV, I would say since TV has been in existence, and the movies,
mm-hmm.
there has always been an altered female figure, and it's always been altered to breasts bigger, waist smaller.
Right.
And that's, let's be serious, that's really not everything. That's
no.
not everybody. So that's why I'm looking at this question. It's like the media always had, I think, a strong hand and voice in specifically specifically women justifying how they should look and how a little girl should look at or grow up or want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think there was ever a time that, I mean, I think the only thing that represented women correctly were the Renaissance paintings of women, mm-hmm. where they were voluptuous, where there was some body fat. Now, granted,
yeah.
the body fat might not have looked like the body fat really looked, but
mm-hmm.
but it was created in a way that it brought out the best quality. And it, again, we're dealing with an artist's eye. The best quality of that woman, and, you know, maybe shadowing a certain way, but the woman by no sense of the word was thin, and none of them that I've seen. So I think that's the only time there was a true sense of what a woman could look like realistically
mm-hmm.
was then. But after that, you know, it's gone. You know, so the media always is, it always will. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not a cynic.
Yeah. I'm just saying in general, I mean, it gets, you know, right now between the social media and the media, there's just more to it.
You know, I wanted to bring something up to you that I saw on TV the other night. There was something that cinched your waist. It was a fitness belt or something. Now, what was scary about this was, it made the women look like they did when they were ready for the fainting couches. With those, if you've seen those movies, when women had other women helping them put on those corsets
right.
and tie it.
Tie it real tight.
And that's what it looked like? Yeah. And we're talking about, I really wish I could remember the name of the product.
What was it, one of those infomercials?
Yes, it was. And they were walking around with since, and it looked ridiculous.
I'm sure.
And here was this woman who was jogging past these people with this little waist that so looked like it
mm-hmm.
was old. There's just no way that anybody who passed her on the street thought that was a normal way of how she looked. And I wish, but that's where it's going, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I guess maybe it never really left, you know?
It's always going to be here, no matter what. It's always, I mean, women of all people are always going to, like, you know, never be happy with their body image, whether their looks, their, you know, they're heavy. No matter what it is, we're never fully satisfied, except Lori Towers.
Well, you know what, there certainly would be things that I would change, but on the whole.
Yeah, but you know
I can't complain.
There's got to be, you know, there's got to be a couple of things that, you know, we love about our bodies. Otherwise, you know, we'd be walking around sulking all day.
I mean, you know, of course, everybody has a perfect, you know, people say, well, this is nice on you. And, of course, those
right.
are features that you always think about. Those are your best, you know, even
mm-hmm.
if you don't think they're the best.
Right.
Those are the ones that
you it is.
More. What?
I mean, I'm saying, you know,
oh, yeah.
for you in general.
Yeah. But, I mean, everybody, let's be serious, everybody would change something.
Oh, yeah.
If everybody has a secret ballot and say, well, what would you change about yourself? You know, of course, people would change it. Okay. Now listen to this. This is scary. Question number one in the survey by InspireWomen'sFitness.com is, how confident are you with the way your body looks? Now, very confident was 7%. 7% were very confident in the way they look.
I think that's, I mean, that's a very low percentage, but I think that's on the mark because how confident can you be about your body? You would love every single part of it. Well, just like we just discussed, I mean, there's a part not everybody's satisfied with.
But, I mean, if everybody looked at their bodies as okay, everything, but you still should be very confident unless there's a flaw that is really something that's outstanding and you really it gnaws at you every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, but 7% I still think is low. You know, I still think it's low. Okay, confident, not much above that, is 27%. Okay, now, this is crazy. Not very confident, 59%.
Oh, yeah, that's a high percentage.
But see, now this is weird. This is, and then the next one is not confident at all, is 7%. So, I mean, I think it's like, don't even bother with that 10%. Lump it in with not very confident
exactly.
and make it go up to 65%. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how often do you look in the mirror and compliment yourself? Well, I don't think anybody did. Have you ever done that?
It depends. I guess if I'm going out, you know, and you're dressed up.
But you don't like compliment. You don't like...
I don't say, ooh, you look good tonight. No, I don't. No.
See,
how about you?
I do that with a glass of wine every evening. Mind your business. But... But, you know, I guess, you know, everybody will like you. There's a certain time you go, oh, you know, yeah.
Well, you know what? It's 50% every now and then, so.
Right. And it's everyday people. It's people that do it every day is 39%. At least once a week is 34%.
Where are you? Compliment in the mirror?
Oh, I'm negative. I'm looking at the negative ones. Okay, take that back.
We're not on the same page here.
Rewind that. Okay. How often do you look in the mirror and compliment yourself? Okay. All the time I feel great, 5%. Wow, that's pretty low. Most of the time is 24%. That's low.
Yeah, I mean,
every now and then, 49%. Never is 22%.
Yeah.
You know, but there's got to be, I mean, I would hate to think that, you know, people are really just like not feeling that great about themselves, that they can't find something. I mean,
especially nowadays, because it's just so easy to do things to take care of yourself in a better way than it was years ago.
You know, even if it's a new hair product that you're using. I mean, there's got to be something that you could find that you bring to the mirror every morning that makes you feel a little bit better about yourself. I'm not even saying, you know, being, you know, gender specific and saying makeup, but even if it's like, you know,
a new hairstyle,
anything, or a new razor if you're shaving your face and it's coming smoother, or there's got to be way, or an earring, even like men who wear earrings,
yeah.
A new earring to make you feel good. There's got to be something that you could do.
You know, you could look on the outside, but you know all of this.
It's all on the inside.
It's on the
inside.
That's
of course. But there's still got to be something to make you say, well, you know, yeah, that's, I look good. I feel good. No, again, of course, it's all inward, but. There's got to be something that makes you feel like, yeah, you know, I could go out, I could contribute, I feel good about myself.
Right.
These numbers are awfully low, Elite. They are very, very low. Okay. Now, how often do you make negative comments about your look to yourself? Now, that's every day says 39%.
That one.
That's a big percentage.
I
mean,
I guess there's a lot of people that are very tough on themselves.
Yeah, but I mean,
every day, there must be something.
That's something. That's 39.
Again, that comes from the inward feelings about yourself.
But do you see the numbers in this one? How pretty much they're within the same range.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Okay.
Except 5% is never.
Yeah. Okay, so.
That's the same 5% that was all the time. I feel
confident.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, now, so. At least once a week, people make negative comments about their looks, and that's
34%.
Well,
you know, once a week is not so bad.
That's still
34%. Yeah.
That's crazy. And then once a month is 22%.
Yeah.
And never is 5%.
That's the same confident people, like you said.
Wow. That is... Okay, now the next question was, do you think that today's media is affecting your body image in a negative way? Okay,
It's a very high percentage.
68%, yeah. No, 17%. I'm not sure, 15%. Okay, but again, how could it not?
It's got to.
But you know, see, this is where it gets dicey with us, Elite, because I'm trying to phrase this the right way. We want people to feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to find whatever they that makes them feel good about waking up, going out, contributing, you know, and I mean, not just mentally, I mean, smarts is certainly important. I think it's more important than anything. But, you know, something that makes you feel good about how you look and how other people look at you. So, in saying that, we know that being overweight is not healthy. So we never want to say, I mean, I always say people should feel good about their bodies. Love your body, whatever the encasement. love yourself. You should feel good about yourself. You should not be judged on how you look. No one should look at you and think you are lesser of a contribution to humanity because you are overweight or mm-hmm. because you're not exactly pretty or handsome. Or that should never come into any feature in your life or anybody else's life. But I'm also going to say we know it is not healthy to be morbidly overweight, slightly overweight. It's not healthy. So in saying that, how do we honestly say, okay, embrace yourself, love yourself the way, you know, the way you are, but watch that sodium. How do we say that and be honest to our philosophy? Because we don't think that, I don't think
well,
that
we're
people,
not saying to people, oh, you're so ugly because you're fat.
No.
No. But we're just saying it's just not healthy for you to be overweight. And if you have high blood pressure, the sodium shouldn't.
But see, that's where I always will interject, you know, love yourself, you're beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, a healthy diet and lifestyle, you know, I can't just let it go at, you know, well, you know, I if I'm heavy, so what if this happens? So what if you know, you got to love me as I am? Yes. But, you know, we have to be honest and say it's not healthy.
No.
You know, and when
well, that's, we preach that. So we have to say that.
But
not everybody can say it, but everybody
but
knows
see, how
it.
How do we tell somebody? Again, I don't like lying. How do we tell somebody, it's okay, love your body the way it is, when that's not what we're really saying? Love it the way it is. You should not be chastised for how you look, but I'm sorry.
I think this survey is basically how somebody sees themselves.
No, but I'm saying in general, how do we do that? How do we tell people it's okay to love yourself and be proud of who you are?
In a healthy way.
Right. But how do we...
You have to be healthy
right,
to be
but,
proud.
See, now, this is
how you are in life, no?
But
you can't walk around with any health problems and be proud
but
of who you are.
Now,
you created that.
How
unless
many,
it's...
Wait, but overweight people that are young.
Right.
And the brides and the grooms, the fiancés that come, and they're overweight, and they're young, and they're not healthy. There's no health risk at all at this point. It's all reasons of vanity, but how do we tell them that, well, you know what, you should love yourself and be good with it. You know what, if you only lose 2 pounds, that's fine, when you know they should be losing 45. And not to become the size one. Not to become the size one, not to become a stick figure,
mm-hmm.
but to be of average weight.
Well, I think they know that they do love themselves because they came to us for help.
Well, yes, but like I said, it's very hard to say, to deliver our, you know, our mantra. And
love yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
But it is the same, though, because we're telling them to love themselves, to be enough to get yourself healthy, not to have diabetes and not to have high blood pressure. Get yourself into a healthy state.
Right. No, absolutely.
That has nothing to do with their looks.
But it will affect their looks because to do, if they follow our roadmap, they will lose weight.
Of course.
And the bottom line is losing weight, being thinner is healthy. And people, I'm sure people would say, oh, no, that's wrong. Being thinner, and I'm not saying being thin. Being thinner is healthier than being heavier,
mm-hmm.
bottom line.
When you're saying they change, they their looks change.
Of course their looks are going to change.
Not only their looks will change,
their
confidence will change.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But did you ever hear somebody saying, oh, my God, she lost so much weight, she looks better fat? Nobody ever said that.
Do you remember that show on, I think it had to be, it might have been Phil Donahue. It was Phil Donahue, oh, my God, years ago when he was still on.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these morbidly obese women. And, I mean, and intelligent women. There were a couple of nurses. There were a couple of educators. Smart women. And they actually had the nerve to say, you know what, I like my weight because, God forbid, I ever got cancer, it would attack the weight as opposed to my organs.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who filled them into that nonsense?
Well, first of all, they went, they said, no, my heart rate is, my blood pressure is just as healthy as anybody, blah, blah, blah. You know what? No
they got
one,
very lucky.
Nobody pushed them to a challenge.
Right.
But that was the philosophy. You know, I won't be underweight. I won't be emaciated. I won't, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. But that was about, well, when was Phil Donahue on? Like maybe 30 years ago?
Yeah, a long time ago.
He was on a long time ago. So that was that mindset. But again, that's, you know, I remember looking at that and saying, you know what, everybody has a right to look the way they want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, it's not healthy. Sorry, you're not going to live a long life. I have never seen an obese person in their 90s.
You know, it's funny
never,
that you said that. I think
true.
That I remember seeing Oprah. Oprah once had like four obese women that loved the way they look, and they were telling people that they don't want to lose no weight because they attract men being this way, and they're sexy and they're pretty, and they never want to lose any weight because they're so happy in their skin right now. What do you think of that?
I would challenge that.
And they would say, and they're telling everybody they're very healthy.
But you know, they also had a show on once. Remember, there was, I don't know who it was. Was it a celebrity that was really, really overweight, and they did it before and after? And she was on the show. I can't remember who it was. And she was a really, really overweight, and then she lost a lot of weight. But when she was overweight, she was saying, oh, I love the way I look. You know, I never felt sexy. No, I'm absolutely fine, blah, blah, blah. And then when she was on, I think 2 years later, I think she pulled, but you know what, I really wasn't. I was convincing myself that I was, and blah, blah, blah. And that's, I think
that's
got to be part of it.
Yeah, I do recall that, but I don't remember who it was.
And there's got to be a good amount of denial. There's got to be a lot of, you know,
right.
You know, lying to yourself about, well, I feel good, well, I feel this, I feel bad. Again, you have a right to look however you want. It's not up to me to say how everybody should look, but it isn't healthy.
No.
And that's not what we preach. Okay. Now, I like this saying. This is very, very, very cool saying. Comparison is the thief of joy. I love that. Do you compare yourself to others? And yes, regularly is 56%. That's not surprising. I think everybody does that. It's just a little competition, I think. Sometimes 34%. No, never 10%.
Also, you know, I guess we should also say the ages that was taken the survey with.
Okay.
Because the most was 26 to 30 years old.
Yeah, that was, 30, yeah.
So that's, you know, at that age, I guess you're so, like, you know.
And 40 and above was 24%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could see that being, yes, regularly at that,
yeah.
At that age.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So do you find yourself not liking those you see as more attractive than you? Well, it's nice to see this number is lower. Yes is 12%. Sometimes it's 46%. No is 42%. So that's pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. And again, being age appropriate, you know, that's the higher rate was the numbers, the age range of 26 to 30% that, you know, found themselves feeling that way. Okay.
26 to 30 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, you know, 26 to 36.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, yeah. That's not a large span. You're already an adult, but you're just a more mature adult at that later age of that. Okay. How did your family present themselves as feeling about their bodies? I know how mine did. Let's see. My entire family constantly placed an importance on eating healthy. We loved our bodies.
You see how low that is? Your mother was very in the low percent.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay. Now, the second is we didn't view each other in terms of our appearances, and if we had to, it was positive 37%.
I could see
that's
that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And
not emphasizing on body image and stuff like that, which is very healthy.
Yeah.
Unless you're overweight, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes my parents would encourage us to diet. Is 29%.
That's terrible. That's a high percentage, too.
That's 29%. And that's, depending on what.
And
what
I tell you, knowing somebody that the parents did that to them, till today has an eating disorder.
Yeah, that's rough.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's rough, especially if there wasn't a problem.
Yeah, because if they're instilled in this since they're a kid, forget it. They're always going to have that into them. It's always going to be, oh, I can't eat this, I got to eat that, you know. It's going to be always a problem with eating.
The problem is this person didn't have a problem.
Right.
That, you know, that's,
exactly. That's the thing.
You know, because, I always make fresh comments about in Amsterdam, it's if you have a child that's overweight by more than 25 pounds, they hand you, it's considered child abuse.
Yeah.
And you get fined, and the fine is hefty. And I don't think anything beyond that happens, like child welfare comes into it, but you are fined. And I think that you know, there is a follow-up. There are follow-up visits with that to see if the child remain that weight and so on and so forth.
But there's got to be a cutoff age.
I would imagine after the child, you know, isn't a minor anymore,
right.
It would be 18 there as well. But still, I mean, and I always think, bravo, that's, you know. Yeah, I'm sure people think it's stepping on some human rights, but what about the right of a child to grow up in a healthy body like they should?
Yeah, but also, you know, you can't monitor your child all day. I mean, they do go out, they have friends and stuff like that. I'm sure the age is until they're friendly on the outside without you with them.
Yeah.
It can't be like 15, 16 or something like that. Just, I don't see it happening.
Well, you know, and I think also there might be a little bit more scrutiny as to being overweight, because don't forget, we are a country that applauds, you know, fast food nation. They're
right.
Really, really.
I'm sure they don't have even close to what we have within processed and
right.
Fast food restaurants.
You know, I'm trying to think. I'm sure there must be a McDonald's. Cause I think there's McDonald's all over the world. But they aren't that big.
Not on every block. Like we have.
Processed food like we are. So I guess when there is a child that's overweight, it probably will stand out a little bit more because it's not, you know, as commonplace
right.
to see kids going into a McDonald's with, you know, the money that, you know, the parents gave them and, you know, just buy two out of the three meals they're not eating at home in McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Now, do you avoid situations simply because of what you would need to wear? Example, swimming, parties. Okay. Now, yes was 27%.
That's high.
Yeah,
Whew.
That is high. That I didn't expect, because this is just like, not just swimming, it's parties and stuff. Sometimes it's 39%, still very high. No is 34%. That's kind of low.
Yeah.
So, you
that's
know,
something.
That's you know what's funny, though? In seeing the yes, you know, they avoid situations,
mm-hmm.
how many people on the beach do you see that, and they're wearing two-piece bathing suits, and you're like, well, God bless them for having the confidence to do it.
It's all confidence in themselves.
Right.
That's all it
is. But where are these figures coming from? If there are these people, and you and I were at Coney Island last year,
if you see that, it's usually women 40 and above, because they shouldn't be wearing that. And it's just like, I guess, 27% of the women that don't care, you know,
yeah.
They just go.
Okay, now this is an easy one for us, so we're gonna opt out of it. Do you exercise, and if so, why? Yes, to be stronger, a stronger, healthier person.
Oh, God.
Is 63%. Well, that's shocking.
God, because if
that's
I saw 63% yes to lose weight, I would be a little bothered by that.
To lose weight is 27%.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Okay. I'm sure, hopefully, those are the overweight women.
Mm-hmm. So, and no, but I should is 10%.
Yeah.
No, but
okay,
I should.
Okay,
really
I like that, yeah.
Okay. Now, interesting one. I mean, I've never, how many diets have you tried? And
1 to 2,
37%.
Which is, I thought, would be a little more than that, you know.
Well, I guess it's like the different. They don't try different varieties, but you know. Okay, 3 to 5 is 17%. Wow, wait,
5+.
5+ is 27%.
Wow, I've never been on a diet, which is a nice percentage, is 19%. That's something.
Well, you know, I wonder what people think diet. I mean, would you like just say, like, you know, I'm just going to not have salty foods. I'm just not going to have. That's not a diet. That's just a lifestyle. So
right.
that's maybe what they're thinking. But I think it's just anybody could do that. Even a thin person. It's like, okay, I'll just, like, you know, cut back a little bit, and eat healthy, and clean it up a little bit. It doesn't have to be a diet. It should never be a diet. Please,
mm-hmm.
It really should never. Okay. Now, when it comes to health and fitness, what do you struggle with the most? And this was kind of, well, you see which two are neck and neck in this one. Nutrition is 35%.
And so is motivation.
Right. And exercise is 11%. So people are not having, Lee Ziegelman, people are not having problems with the exercise. 11% of them are having problems
well,
with the
it's,
exercise.
Well, it's motivation whether to
motivation,
exercise or
yeah.
to eat right.
Finding the time is 19%. Okay. You know, now especially with gyms, buy your work, go on your lunch hour, go before, go after. 24-hour gyms, sometimes they don't open up on time, but you know what I'm saying. But it should, I mean, there's always, it's really like, it's just like at this point, it's like being, you know, an insomniac. And saying, I can't, you know, there's nothing to watch on TV. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
No, there's always time to work out.
Yeah, there's always a way to do it. So that's, you know, that's kind of wacky. But this is a very interesting survey. You know, it's just, I mean, it's like I said, it was sad because I didn't really realize the numbers that were actually out there and that low, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because you hear about, and I would just like look.
Well, that's why I wanted to discuss this, because even the people that made the survey was like flabbergasted by the results.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's funny because as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at these comments that women had made, just random comments. And you know, you hear about people saying, well, you know what, I didn't want to go clothes shopping because that would have ruined my day, you know. I'm sure you hear things like that, or like I wouldn't dare go, you know, I had to be in the mood to shop for a bathing suit because I know it's going to make me miserable the rest of the... How horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how horrible. I mean, that number one, that you should feel bad about yourself. Number two, that you feel that you can't fix it.
Yeah.
That you feel that, okay, so that's it? No, okay, I don't like the way I look. Okay, change it.
That's it.
It's not as quick as changing your hair color. Certainly it's not that cut and dry, but, you know, change it. You have the power. That's the beauty of working out is you could change yourself. You could make your body look however you want it to look. You just have to really focus on it and do it. You know, it's just this, that's it. And this is the time of year, and we're seeing it more. You know, this is what we say on our Facebook page. Why let your winter's diet be your spring wardrobe?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is when you know you see, you know, the bagels, you see the potatoes, you see, you know, the macaroni and cheese, you see everything that you had for comfort in the winter. You know. That you justified as nutrition.
That you're wearing in the summer.
That you're wearing in the summer. This
it's all
is,
there.
This is especially for the brides that are out there, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Lee Ziegelman, it is that time, and that it is part of our show, and we would be remiss if we did not mention it.
Well, we have to.
June weddings, ladies, are coming up, you know, and, you know.
We are both June brides.
Yeah, most people are June brides,
mm-hmm.
right, though?
Yeah. Well, nowadays, a lot of people get married in the winter because it's cheaper.
It is cheap, but there is something that spring, I think is the best time to
yeah.
But you know, I guess you don't, you know, can't bank on the wedding, the
no.
weather then. You know, you might get, especially if you want an outdoor wedding, but even if not. But June being right around the corner, and what was one of the clever things that I came up with, Lee Ziegelman? What did I say?
I can't remember them all.
Yeah, that's like, we should have a book just for that. Rah, rah, rah. But I think it was, oh, yeah. that snow, that, wait, I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to look it up right now because it really was worse.
What was it referring to?
It's about people getting in shape for their wedding, darling.
Oh.
Of course. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking
about
that.
Not a fail for a day, a body for a lifetime.
No, darling, that's our mantra. Okay, take care of your cold and just join the show when you feel
very
better.
Very clogged up.
Uh-huh.
Don't mind me.
Okay, here it is. The snow will eventually melt. Those extra pounds won't. June is closer than you think.
Yeah.
The Bridal Body Shop. Ka-ching! There you go.
That's
what we had circulating this winter because, ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens. The snow will melt. Eventually you will come out. Eventually you'll have to wear clothes that show a little bit more skin. And what happens? That's why we're here.
There's excess skin is what happens.
Excess skin. And you want to look good for that big day. You want to look good for every day. But that's what really is that's on your mind now. 212-460-1879. Visit our website, www.thebridalbodyshop.com. We don't just train brides.
No.
We
train
don't.
Everybody.
We train everybody.
With the body.
With the body. And, you know, I was talking to my brother-in-law, who's also in the fitness field. I was talking to him over Easter, and we're saying that. It's, you know, we're saying, well, we could train anybody, and we will train anybody. But, you know, we cornered the market on brides and weddings and stuff like that. So, and why not? But is it the same thing? Hell yeah. It's absolutely the same thing. Except you're just saying, oh, you know what, I got to be ready by this, I got to be ready by that.
It's,
you know, the invitations came in already, and you know, I didn't lose my 5 pounds. That's what we're doing. But it's the same thing. It's the same philosophy. So, yeah, June is closer than you think. And, yeah, June is how many weeks away? We're in April. We're probably nine and a half weeks till June. Hey.
Yeah, but the beginning of June, you would say, if it's the beginning of June, I would say 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know something, Lee Ziegelman. I don't know if you know, but Amazon, I'm looking at our chapters in a couple of different books.
Okay.
Flat belly exercises, best butt exercises. Where our tips are in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we're never far from our tips. Our tips are over. If you want to Google the Bridal Body Shop and get all our interesting tips at your fingertips, thank you. That's all you have to do. Just Google the Bridal Body Shop. And we also give fitness tips Fitness Friday. Fitness Friday with our...
Where?
Topperson, our friends from Topperson, banding together to make the world a healthier and less painful place. That's what we're doing with Topperson. So Fitness Friday on Topperson's page, and we will be having Lou Paradise
back on
the show, probably in a couple of weeks, and we will be posting when he will be coming on. So he's always an interesting guest, and I'd love some people to call in, you know, get some people. People get shy to call in.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I don't know why, but some people just don't like it. But you could always email while we're on the air. We have a computer in front of us, and you could email us directly at thebridalbodyshop@AOL.com.
That's right. We'll get it right away.
Get it right away, and you could don't even have to give your name.
Nope. Could be anonymous and innocent.
Yeah, and that's us in Topperson. So look for us on Fitness Friday. And there was something else I wanted to mention that was actually very clever. When I in looking at this, I was thinking about how they did that. You know, just think about how the media influences the way. Specifically little girls feel. And Barbie doll.
Mm.
I mean, that's the first thing you handed, right?
The
first Barbie doll, what year was that, 1952 or something like that?
I don't remember. It was around when I was born.
Yeah, but I think the first one, and the dimensions were always the same. I mean, her hair changed, her face changed, but the dimensions of the Barbie doll was always the same.
Right.
It was... What did they say? The woman would have been 100 pounds. She to be that woman that they made Barbie the template of, you would have to have lost 3 of your last ribs to make
really?
Way, they would have had to remove. They had a whole big, I wish I kept it, but what the average woman would have to have done to have been have the dimensions of Barbie, it's not possible. And to have, when you think about it, those long legs and those little, that little, little waist that came into like nothing, when you, if you look at it realistic, of course, she couldn't have had her 9th, 10th, 10th, 11th, 12th rib. No way.
Nope.
No way. So that's why that question, you know, baffled me. It's, of course, the media always had something. And think about how we're corrupting little girls.
Yeah.
With
was,
that.
Did you see? I'm actually trying to look for it. The old what Barbie would look like now when she reached menopause.
Really? No,
yeah.
I never saw her. That must be cute.
It was. She was overweight. She was very saggy in the skin.
See, but that, see, that doesn't necessarily mean
no,
that.
No, but she wasn't
look.
Like thin as she is, you know, as the Barbie doll. The Barbie doll is so, it's not realistic,
it
you
wasn't,
know?
It wasn't realistic.
Right.
But see, that's why, is that it?
Well,
yeah,
it's not.
We can't really see it. Well, the home audience can't see it. But yeah, there's the.
But she's
the
not.
Is,
she's not really skinny, you know.
Well, she's not skinny, but see, I don't think you have to look like that either.
No.
I wish
the
people that
the overweight
could see
Barbie,
it.
Right.
That's
really?
The overweight. That's not postmenopausal.
No.
Because you don't. That's, you know, double chin doesn't happen. I'm surprised they didn't put in a mustache there. Fresh things that they are. That's not nice. But that's what I'm saying. It's like. Think about, now I'm going to go off on another tangent, but think about how what we teach our little girls. Now think about putting the Barbie in their hands, teaching them, okay, they have to be a good mother. And I think those are nice things. These nurturing skills is
well, that's
a wonderful
basically
thing.
Where it came from, to taking care of.
Right. But, and then also think about what movies we take them to see and what.
Well, that's, again, what the media is.
Right, but think about, and I said this, When I used to speak at women's conferences, I said the worst detriment that was placed upon women was, you know, the song "Someday My Prince Will Come."
Right.
That was in addition to Disney being a Nazi sympathizer, and I'm going to say, okay, I can say that. I mean, when you think about the story, it's a lovely story, but okay, you know, every story had the prince coming or being saved by a male and having women being, you know, dependent, being a dependency class.
Yeah, but you know what, if you think about nowadays, I mean, I even seen a bumper sticker that someday my princess will come.
Well, I think,
you know,
it
depends on how it's put out there.
Right, but
I know what you're saying.
It's just,
that
you
the
know,
man's supposed to take care of you for the
right,
rest of your life.
Right, and that's, it's just such... You know, if I had a small niece that wanted to see it, you know, if I would never deny a child anything, but I probably would have taken her to see that movie and then had a heavy conversation with her afterwards. I mean, because I think that's the only fair way of doing it. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would, especially, you know, it really is a very colorful movie, and it's wonderfully done. But I still wouldn't have just left it at that. I would have had to give, okay, flip side to that. This is not the way it should be, has to be. It's not, you know, you are not mandated to an existence of where you're serving a man or waiting for a man or waiting on a man, yada, yada, yada. And you shouldn't expect him to you know, take care of you either. Because I know if I had a son, I wouldn't want a wife sitting at home doing nothing. I would be,
no.
oh, my God, you could imagine I'd be up, down, sideways with that.
Forget it.
But, you know, That's what I'm saying. So media always had a hand in doing this stuff. Elie Ziegelman, do you hear what I'm saying?
Of course. The media has a hand in with a lot of stuff.
But this is what I'm saying. So it was always there. It's nothing that we could have changed and nothing that we're ever going to change.
No.
As long as we have that screen in our living room, our kitchen, we have
even magazines, anything.
We will always be led around by that.
And now you have the internet.
Yeah,
you could Google up anything.
And it's, you know, it's wonderful because it's for better and it's for worse. I mean, you
mm-hmm.
could use it. I think it's a wonderful and a powerful tool. if you use it for good. But, you know, if, like anything else, anything good gets to be, you know, put to an extreme and it just morphed into something else that's less
well,
than savory.
Well, you said the key word, the extreme. Nothing should be to the extreme.
Less than savory. So that's what I'm thinking. But, you know, there was that video, and this is where that whole body shame thing came from. It started with this woman that decided, look, I think she was about 300 pounds, and I'm
comfortable in her own skin.
Right, and I want to go out and I want to dance and have a good time, and that's what she did, and she plastered it on YouTube, and she actually had a lot of nice responses. She had people saying, go girl, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was nice. People.
Isn't that the girl that got her own reality show at the end?
I don't know.
I think
you
she
might
did.
Might be right.
Yeah, I think she did.
You might be right, yeah. And then a couple of weeks after that, there was
a guy that was really heavy dancing at a party, and somebody was making fun of him, taping him.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, horrible. And, you know, it's funny. Again, it's not something that we would agree with, being
no,
that overweight.
Nobody should ever make
but
shame
I would never.
Anybody.
No. I mean, I'll make my fresh comments, but I would never hurt somebody.
No.
I would never publicly say anything to make somebody feel, you know, lesser than. But, the nice thing about that was everybody attacked these two guys that did that because it just was uncomfortable. I mean, I think people can actually look at something like that and just say, you know, that's just plain evil. There's no reason
it's very evil.
Person who's not done you any harm to you know,
to make fun of somebody. And that, they don't even know it. That was even the worst part.
Yeah. And the person was clearly just having a good time. Again,
that's
like,
it.
Like I said, we don't applaud, you know, anything that's unhealthy. And, you know, being as overweight as he was is very unhealthy, so we're never going to applaud that.
But nobody's going to ever make fun of you having fun.
No, and that's just
everybody
wrong.
Should enjoy
you know,
themselves.
Just get out and, you know, dance like nobody's looking, you know, and I think
that's what he was doing.
That's exactly. And people came to his defense, and that's us being as good as we can be. And, you know, that's what I like about people. They, you know, they come together at the right time. We go against each other usually sometimes, but we come together as, you know, and we unify for the right things, and it's a good thing to see. Sponsor shout-out. As you know, Elite, who do we love?
We like a lot of people. We love a lot of people. Who's going to be our number one?
Topperson, I
think. Yeah, I think so.
And, Elite, you've been using Topperson on that show.
Every day.
And Topperson is
not only my shoulders, my legs too.
Topperson is a wonderful, it's a wonderful accelerant to healing, which is really all you want.
I actually have a story. One of my clients used it on her kid. He's got growing pains, and put it on his legs and actually eased his pains at
night.
How
old is he? Maybe I'll get him some Topperson Junior.
Who is he? 11? 12?
Yeah. Okay, I'll get some
Every day. Every day she puts him on his legs because he's got such growing pains.
Yeah.
And it's really working.
It certainly
does. She said that's the only thing that worked for him.
And the nice thing about it is it's odorless. It doesn't doesn't get greasy. It doesn't stain your clothing. It is just wonderful. And just check out their website. And the mention that I made was Topperson Junior is for children, I think, I want to misspeak, 8 to 12 or 8 to 14. And then there's the foot formula, there's the regular formula. And, you know, I've occasionally used the foot formula on my back, and it still works. So go to their website, topperson.com, and again, like them on Facebook, because when you do that, you get to get a Fitness Friday trip.
That's right.
This Friday, I have a nice one up. I showed it to you.
They're always nice.
It's a good one. It's on topic. Well, it's always on topic, but I like this one especially. So visit Topperson. And I believe that it's for the rest of the month, but the code is TOPFIT30. So all of our listeners, and even people that come to our page, can go to Topperson, and that means you get a 30% discount on a tube, on a jar, on a pump.
That's a great percentage.
Yeah, 30% off is pretty good. It's
pretty
good, because when you think about the even if it's like, it's more than shipping charges.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's worth, it's definitely worth getting and keeping in the house, and you could even get the stores. Just try it. You know, send away for it with a discount, then pick it up in the stores and try it, and once you try it, you will never go back to anything else. So Topperson, www.topperson.com. And Forevermore Bridal, it's that 1089 Second Avenue. They have lovely, lovely things. I was there. Say hi to Joanna. I was there a couple of weeks ago, met with her. And they just have a cute little boutique. And it's, you know, if you talk about, you want to talk about personalized service, you walk in there, and, you know, we've been in bigger showcase houses where you're just one of 12 people coming in, and you have 12 different people scrambling for your attention. And you know what? You go in here, you have a cup of coffee, it's one-on-one. And that's what I would want, one-on-one attention. I wouldn't want this one coming over and that one, and salespeople talking over each other. No, nice, intimate environment. Absolute service. You are the center of attention for the appointment you have. So if you have a 12 o'clock appointment, you have a 12 o'clock appointment with your designer until the next person comes in, and they book, like, I think, at an hour at a time. So you get
individual.
So, and that's Forevermore Bridal at 1089 Second Avenue, and it's between 57th and 58th Street. So it's really not a hardship to get there in Midtown. So Upper East Side, not Midtown. Midtown East. They say that area is Midtown East, but I always say it's the Upper East Side, and that's where it is. And I think that's our show for today, unless you have something to say. We
No. I had a ball.
You had a ball?
Yeah.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Because it's hard to tell, because it's like we're at the same place. I've learned to read you, but sometimes you keep me hopping. So with that, we just hope that you go out, do something productive, do something good for your body. Certainly love who you are and love your body, but understand that, you know, the fact
Nobody's
that you love
perfect.
Your body is you want it to be as healthy as it can.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wants perfection, but good health is probably the closest thing to perfection you could get. So why don't we just strive for that? And I would love to thank my lovely co-host for yet another chapter in the book of the Bridal Body Shop Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And may I thank my host.
My co-host,
Lori Tower.
Thank you. No sound effects. I'm not going to get my sound effects.
Mine didn't
right?
do for me either.
Okay. Well, that's only because you're so busy, but I'm sure you would have. But we hope you go out, make a good day, and we will see you here next week. And see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Be good to yourself and each other. Have a great day, people. See you next time.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Take us home, Elite.